And we'll touch on the announcement of the Norris trip to Hilton on January 31st, but I want the fans and the listeners to get an idea, because at this point, whether it was official or unofficial, you informed me of your title or anything that Hilton had, you and Hilton had agreed to. What were your plans? What did you have in mind for the Houston Comets in the 2007 season?
So coming off the sale, we had said that I'd be the, my goal was to be the, to start off, at least on an interim basis, the president of the team, as well as the chief operating officer. I also was dual-headed as a GM at the time, but the plan was for Reggie Nixon to be head coach and assistant GM, and we were going to look at a player personnel person to help. But we had put together about an 18-month plan, similar to what Van Chancellor did with Carol Dawson, to make sure that the coach would have considerable input in terms of player personnel decisions in the future, and I was going to be the one focusing on the marketing of the team and making the business side and the bottom line work. There's two parts of the formula for the WNBA. It's about selling season tickets, full season tickets, and as many as you can, and putting the fans in the seat. And it's also about corporate sponsorships. Those are the two sources of revenue. There is no, at the time, I should say, there was not a TV deal in place similar to the NBA that would represent a major source of revenue for the league. So those were our two revenue streams that we had to make our bottom line happen. And I knew we had set the WNBA record. We're just at 7,100 season tickets during the glory days at Compaq Center. And the shocking thing was that we were down well under 2,000 season tickets when we sold the team, when we purchased the team. So I felt as our challenge was to kind of figure out what happened in terms of the attrition of our fans. How could we, you know, lose a little over 5,000 season ticket holders in a six-year period? So that was going to be, we had several challenges in front of us, and we knew that we had to come up with a plan that we would give the team back to the city of Houston and give it to the people again and make them feel the same way they felt when they were the Sea of Red back at Compaq Center. And we thought that was key, that we'd have to get a community program up and running fast and a marketing program. It was almost going to be a grassroots marketing effort that needed to happen again, similar to the We Got Next campaign when the league debuted. But we knew we would have to get a combination of our staff, our players, and some of our World Season ticket holders out there having influencer events and convincing people why they need to come and check out the Comets again. We only had one player in town at the time. Cheryl Soups was nursing injuries from the previous year, so she didn't go overseas and play ball in the winter. So we only had one Comet that was living in Houston to help us do that. So we knew that would be a challenge. But those were the titles that I held on that interim basis. And, you know, I felt leading up to the announcement in the press conference on January 31st, we looked at it as, okay, this sale's taking quite a bit of time. So now we're looking at only the month of February, March, and then next thing you know, April will be here and we'll be in training camp. So we knew we had about a 75-day window to make a lot of important moves. So it was almost where we had to, you know, write down our priorities of what we needed to do. And that was really a hectic time period when we had to field a team first. We had, at the point that we purchased a team, I think we had at that time six players under contract. So we knew we would have to come up with at least five players, assuming we didn't, you know, re-sign any of our players, but only six players we knew were in the fold. And that was counting Cheryl Swoops and Tina Thompson. We assumed they would have signed another contract. to remain with the Comets. So we knew that was going to be a challenge, as well as making the sports business side work. And most of all, we wanted to make sure the fans during this transition year did not go through any major changes. We wanted them, of course, we were playing at Toyota Center. We wanted them to make sure that their experience was, you know, the team had an ownership change, and that I couldn't even tell. Everything went smooth from my season tickets to my parking pass. And we knew that was going to be critical for our success as a team to make sure we maintain a raving fan experience.